Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ignite Your Purpose Radio Show on the Glory Network, bringing you awesome guests and topics with biblical principles to fuel you in life and business. Here's your host, Bridget Banks.
Hey, hey, everyone. Thank you for joining me on today for the Ignite Your Purpose podcast. We're going to dive right on in, but I want to thank you for joining me during your busy day on today. I know you have a busy schedule, and I want to thank you for sharing this time with me as I share with you about reproductivity, producing without limits. Last week we went in depth about word becoming flesh, linking those two up. And this week we want to talk about producing without limits, okay? We have repositioned ourselves, and now it's time for us to reproduce. And you're going to discover later on why I say reproduce versus produce. Productivity is something that is very important, especially as a servant in a kingdom. It's very important that we are in a place of having productivity or reproducing, okay? Today is obviously we're in the month of October. We're on the second day of the month of October, October being the month of 10, and the second day. Now, 10 meaning completeness or divine order, or completeness in divine order, and 2 meaning unity. I would like to combine those two to give us the number 12. And that would tell us about the perfect governmental foundation. This is very important when we're talking about kingdom government, establishing the kingdom on the earth. And so as we talk about reproductivity, reproducing or producing without limits, we're going to be in a place of really diving into how can we use our creative to move towards good success and to be able to expound on our very purpose. When a manufacturer produces a product, it is created and designed with a specific purpose in mind. Likewise, God is our manufacturer who has created us anew in Christ Jesus and equipped us with gifts and talents to fulfill his purpose. Herbert Armstrong, from the Philadelphia Church of God, in his book of Incredible Human Potential, he describes a national magazine with an interview with Henry Ford in Detroit. And it reads, "When I first saw him, he was just outside the door of the huge Ford factory. He was wearing a business suit. He was the maker or the manufacturer of the Ford cars. He made them by his thousands of employees whom I saw at work inside the factory. The employees used machinery and the power of electricity." Now, this is very important, as I talked about before, is this is really about reproducing. Here we hear about Henry Ford, and obviously he had a dream, a vision of producing cars, and he was able to manufacture them cars, thousands of employees that he had. And likewise, that is how God uses us. Now, this is, you know, ironic because obviously we know that God created mankind, and we use this example as to, one, relate to how God created us and what he wants us to do as far as our purpose, which is reproduce. And the other side is understanding that God created us to do works that he already preordained for us to do. We are his workmanship. And so if we look at God as our manufacturer and we are his product and we are to reproduce what he has already done, we are to do just what has already been done before, and that is done by faith. Now, in order for us to be able to do that, we have to conceive this with our spiritual mind. And this cannot be conceived with our carnal or fleshly mind. It cannot conceive spiritual things. So the wisdom and understanding, the counsel that we receive is through or by way of the Holy Spirit. And once we have the Holy Spirit, we have understanding, we have wisdom, counsel as to how we are to operate. It leads and guides us in the path that we should take and where we should go. Romans 8:14 says, "For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons or the children of God." So we know that we are not saved by works, according to Ephesians 2:8-9. Yet our rewards will be according to our works, which is demonstrated in Matthew 16:27. So when God behooves us, urges us, places us a dream or a vision, we do not correlate our works as according to our salvation. We are not saved by works. We are saved by faith and grace in Jesus Christ. Yet we are rewarded according to our works. When God gave us purpose or gave us purpose, it was for us to reproduce what he already foreordained for us to do. Now, producing works from abiding in God, it also builds character. God never intended for us to prosper freely from our soul prospering. When God gives us a dream and a vision, if we abide in him and he abide in us, it also produces character. It produces a way of doing things, not only for us to produce or reproduce in the earth, but for us to prosper in our soul as well. So if we find ourselves in a place of reproducing without prospering in our soul, without soul prosperity, then we must question, are we truly abiding in him? Because abiding in him gives us the strength, the joy, the wisdom, the guidance, and the counsel that we need in order to move forward in good success. Last week, we talked about good success and what that means. Now, God created us what he's already done, which is in reality is reproducing, okay? We're operating at our fullest potential, the original intent of God for our lives. Often, quote, purpose is who God created us to be. It's the originally intended desire, plan of God for our lives. It is the heartbeat of God for our lives. So when God created us, he created us in his image and in his likeness. And he told us, this is in Genesis chapter 1, verses 27 and 28, he blessed us and said unto us to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion. So when we're talking about purpose, we're talking about going back to the originally intended desire, plan of God, and desired result of God for our lives. And he wanted us to be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, and have dominion. Okay? So, again, we're talking about being his product in the earth. He is our manufacturer, and we are his workmanship. Workmanship simply means we are his product, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. This is being reiterated over for us to really fully become who we were created to be. We're not simply doing things because we have, you know, our own selfish desires or something that we come up with. This is something that originated with our Creator as He created us for us to create. It is a continued process, if we will. This is why the Holy Spirit is important. The Holy Spirit is God in us. It is a legal dimension. It is an advocate on our behalf. We don't know what to pray. So it's important for us to pray in the Holy Spirit to build ourselves up on our most holy faith, according to Jude 1 and 20. We know not what to pray. So the Holy Spirit searches our hearts and knows the mind of the Spirit and prays according to the will of God. And purpose is really about bringing kingdom to earth. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And the only way we will know His will is through prayer, continued communication with God. And not only just prayer, but praying in the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will intercede and allow us to know and reveal to us the will, the counsel, the wisdom, and understanding of God for us to operate in what it is that He is requesting of us. This is very important because we are in the last days, and we're in a time where we sometimes, you know, you're in a place of maybe despondency, where you're discouraged or wondering even what is your next step? Where do I go next? What do I do next? And it's really about producing, reproducing what God has already produced. The word that has been spoken over your life was foreordained. It was before the beginning of time. It was already spoken. It's up to us to maintain the faith and to stay into direct communication with God, reading and studying the Word of God for us to really adhere to what it is our purpose. We're talking about building a strong foundation. Purpose is not simply passion, because we can be passionate about a lot of things. We are in the flesh. But for us to accomplish the purpose of God, we must adhere to the Spirit of God and understand what the Spirit of God is desiring of us. And I'm going to a familiar passage here in Matthew chapter 25, 14 through 30. And because it's a familiar passage, I'm going to read it through thoroughly for us to really be able to grasp what it is that God desires for us. The parable of talents is very important when it comes in regards to purpose. I often quote, purpose requires putting action to the way of your existence. We are not saved by our works, but we are rewarded according to our works. And your purpose is a solution to a problem in the earth. So in Matthew chapter 25, starting at verse 14, it says, "For it will be like a man going on a journey," talking about the journey of purpose, "who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, and to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Had received the 5 talents, went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them, and he who had received the 5 talents came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, 'Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here I have made 5 talents more.' His master said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little, and I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. And he also, who had the two talents, came forward saying, Master, you delivered to me two talents. Here I have made two talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little, and I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. He also, who had received the one talent, came forward saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But his master answered him, You wicked and slothful servant, you knew what I reap where I have not sown and gathered where I scattered no seed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has will more be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now here we see different variables happening. There, the master given to each one of these servants' talents equal to their ability. And each one of them multiplied except for the one. The one spoke of the master as to be a hard man. I want to stop here for a moment. How you perceive God has a big influence, a large and major influence on how you will operate in your potential. How you perceive God will have a major influence on how you operate in your potential. And because he perceived him to be a hard man, and he knew some things about him, he was afraid. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. He does not want us to operate in fear, for perfect love casts out all fear, not some, but all. And so our perception of God really governs our attitude and what we do with what he has given us. That's why it's important to grow a really strong relationship with God, not based upon what you've heard, but upon what you know and have experienced and known of him through the word of God and the things that he has given and entrusted to you, that you know his character, his attributes, his love, his compassion, and his desire for us to reproduce what he has already spoken. In Acts 2:17, it says, And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And I want to transition here into our wow factor, the segment for a wow factor. What is the dream or the vision that God has entrusted to you? Fulfilling purpose requires putting action to the why of your existence. If God has given you a vision or a dream, he desires for you to move forward in that dream. We talked about TM being a complete cycle, this completeness of divine order. This completeness of divine order. A woman is pregnant for 40 weeks, which is 10 months. We are in the 10th month. Fulfilling purpose also requires for us to prioritize our lives according to God's purpose and plan for us. It's so easy to get caught up in daily routine that we forget or put on the back burner the things that God has requested of us. oftentimes not seeing a prophetic word coming forth into our lives is simply because an authentic prophetic, whether it's according to the word of God or a prophetic call, a purpose on someone's life that has spoken into your life. Either way, this is a time to really reevaluate and ask yourself, am I operating in my authentic purpose? Am I pushing God's plans to the back burner and still expecting God to do what he said he was going to do, honor on his behalf? God is not a man that he should lie. He desires for us to uphold our path. We are co-laborers. We are partners with God, bring forth his will in the earth. Your purpose is a solution to a problem in the earth. Therefore, number one, I want to encourage you to bridge the gap. As we talked about last week, the word become flesh. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. Drop down to verse 14, John chapter 1. It says, and the word became flesh. The word must become flesh. We talked about this last week. How does the word become flesh? Faith with works. Faith with works. We are not saved by our works, but we are rewarded according to our works. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. He that cometh to him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So it must, our faith must grab hold with the word of God and become manifested through our works. How do we bridge that gap? Prayer. Pray without ceasing. Studying the word of God and obeying the word of God. The word of God is our instruction manual. It is our blueprint to get success. And the last thing I want to encourage you with is to go forth. Without fail, you shall recover all. Get in position, as we talked about last week, repositioning. Stay in position and fight the good fight of faith. Okay, because this is what we're going to do in order to fulfill the plan, purposes, and will of God for our lives. It's not about us, it's all about him. And when we remained in him and he remained in us, just as no branch can bear fruit by itself unless it remains in the vine, neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in him. That's in John chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. He says, I am the vine, and you are the branches. The one who remains in me, and I in him, will bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. This is about accomplishing the purpose and the will of God for our lives. I want to leave you with a bonus here about the parable of the talents. And this is something that will really intrigue you if you've never thought about it before, because the parable is very a common passage. And you may have heard this before. And if you have, I want to remind you. 5 talents of gold or silver in today's standards is a multimillionaire. Okay? In today's standards, when you take your creative ability, when you take the talents that God has given you and you multiply them, there is no limit to what God can reproduce in your life. There's no limit to the results and the outcome. If you calculate the talent in the parables to the equivalent to 20 years of wages, that's what it is for the common worker. Okay? 20 years of wages. This is why the Bible instructs us, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by renewing of your mind, that you may prove the perfect will of God. When we're not conforming to culture and society, and we're using the creative ability and talent that God has given us. It can be multiplied. Others, according to research, use a more conservative value for the New Testament talent, and it's somewhere between $1,000 to $30,000 today. Either way, it is a super abundant blessing. And this is something that we have to really grab hold on. It's the key. It's the treasures of the kingdom that God reveals to us for not only fulfill his will, but to bless us and to bless generations to come. Our mission statement is building a strong foundation for future generations. What you do today will affect what is the outcome for tomorrow. And until the Lord should come, we have work to do. And while we are here, we build. We build the kingdom come. Let his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is conclude our show on today. I hope you enjoyed it, that you are encouraged on your journey of purpose. And until next time, enjoy the journey.
Thank you for joining the Ignite Your Purpose radio show on the Glory Network with your host, Bridget Banks. You can connect at bridgetbanks.com. Until next time, enjoy the journey.